Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi.
Hi. It's like Radio 4, isn't it?
It is like this,
yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't think I've ever listened to Radio 4.
Oh, it was always on in our house. Oh, and you haven't listened to The Archers?
No, I never have.
Oh, Amy.
I know.
Oh, you're outrageous.
I haven't lived.
Outrageous.
This is the fourth episode of Mum and Mama.
Yes, definitely. And we explore the wonderful world of dating.
We do. I would just like to say before we start, Mum or Dad, if you are listening to this, do not listen to this podcast. I'm being deadly serious. Do not listen to this podcast. I will know if you do, and we'll fall out.
Because it really does disgust Amy deep throating.
God, it is basically just an expose on my sex life.
Babs and David don't need to listen to this.
Yeah, they don't. Please don't listen, Mum. Please, 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 please don't listen. Dad's deaf, so he probably won't be able to hear most of it anyway. But Mum, do not listen. But yeah, this is the wonderful world of online dating.
Yeah, you'll find Amy on all of the online dating sites. If you want to get a hold of her, please do. Swipe left or right, whatever you fancy on the odd occasion.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah, here we go.
We're not. Oh, what I do think we need to say, we're not putting one dating site on top of the other.
No,
favouring anybody.
No,
this is opinions.
This is just my experience. Yeah. I'm too tight to pay for anything, so I've just gone on the free ones, and I've only done a few of them. But this is my experience.
Yeah,
I hope it brings a smile to your faces.
I'm sure it will.
And subscribe.
Subscribe,
please.
Bye.
Right then.
Back to it.
Back to it.
Morning, Amy.
Morning.
How you doing today?
I'm all right.
It's a bit grey out there, isn't it?
It's absolutely pissing down, and I think it's going to be doing this all week.
Well, hopefully the kids will stay in. Drive you mad. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about the wonderful world of online dating.
Oh, not for the... Well, you could talk about online dating. I haven't done a whole lot of online dating.
For the single parent.
You've done a lot of
dating
online.
Have you? I've done... Well, comparatively, compared to how long I've been single for and how long I've been on the apps for, I haven't really done that much because I go through stages of being bothered. Throughout the summer months...
Yeah, you're all right.
I'm definitely more active.
When you've shaved your bits.
When I've shaved my bits. Winter months, I can't be arsed.
Oh, I've just had really bad experiences, so that's why I've never really done it.
So what experiences have you had?
Well...
You go first because mine's going to be a lot longer.
Well, this is quite long, but... So the first... was I think I tried match.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, was it? No, it was Plenty of Fish, POF.
Oh, yeah.
Down the kids say. So I tried it, downloaded it, and I think I was like, oh my god, like everybody looks all right, they sound all right, and they, you know, like appear to be quite normal human beings.
Yep.
Obviously you match with somebody. And then the conversation starts. And I think I had a conversation with this one guy and I was like, right, okay, if it looks okay, if it sounds okay, if we've had a conversation, then I'll obviously meet them because they're local.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the app to, like, be a pen pal with somebody.
Yes,
you know, genuinely wanting to meet somebody. And I arranged to meet this guy. I've I've got two funny stories actually. So I arranged to meet this guy. I met this guy. We went out. I thought, oh my god, he's fucking weird. He is so weird. He is really weird.
Well, did he look like what you were expecting?
He didn't look anything like what he put on the app. He didn't sound like anything he'd put on his app. When we were talking, I quickly realised that all the things he'd said were absolute lies. And I was like, I need to get out of this, quite sharpish. I think I messaged my friend Temby and I was like, you know, like, we've got to make something up now. We've got to have a safe word, password. But obviously that wasn't working with this chap, and it was a struggle to get out of it.
Oh, where were you? Where had you gone?
We'd gone to Islington.
Okay.
And I was living at the time? Hackney, Dalston. So, anyway, I think I stayed for one more drink with him, and then I abruptly left.
Yeah.
Like, went to the toilet, made a call.
Yeah.
Gotta go out of it. The next day, because I knew he'd lived in Stratford.
Right.
And I worked for Newham Council.
Yeah.
So, and he'd mentioned workplace where I used to work.
Yeah.
And he'd mentioned somebody that I work with. But I obviously tried to remain quite I didn't want him to know that I knew that person.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I went back... into work the next day, I went onto the system and I put his name into our database. Yeah. And what came up was this, like, he'd been banned from every single, like, library, council office, everything. He'd shouted. So the lady that he mentioned was a lady called Deborah. He'd basically shouted at her. He'd thrown I can't remember what they said. He'd thrown something at her across the reception.
Oh my goodness!
And he was like a menace to society, right? So obviously, like, it all kind of started to make sense, because I was like, shit, this guy's like fucking off the chain. Anyway. I then received what can only be described as about 100 calls and messages. Like, he just started, like, abuse, like, down the phone. Oh, like, you know, I took you out, da da da. I was like, don't want anything to do with you. I didn't say that. Obviously found out he was a fucking nut job. But at the same time, I was like trying to get out of it. And I think it took about a month for him to get the message.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're not the one. But then I did have another one. I remember going to Leytonstone. And I met him in the Duke for a drink. We had a drink. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He said, you could come back to my flat, which was in Leytonstone.
Yeah.
Went back to his flat. As we're walking up, I could see holes in the door. And he said, oh, don't worry about them. They're just gunshots. And I went, sorry? And he went, oh, yeah, we had a bit of a problem. And I went, right, I'll see ya. And I trotted back in my car.
Oh, my God.
But those are about the only two that I've ever really had. So I never went back to it.
Yeah, no, that's advisable.
Yeah. What's yours?
My God.
Well, you've got loads, because I always call all your online dating. They've all got nicknames. We've got Mr. Hapus 9, Mr. Wanstead, Mr. Hairy, Mr. Physical, Mr. Muncher.
It's a good job you remember them. My memory's bloody terrible.
Oh, I remember them all. You had quite a few last year, didn't you?
I go through stages. But it took me a good 2 years after I separated with the girl's dad to even begin to think about any other men. Because I was getting...
Didn't want that.
Well, no, I did want that. I just didn't want to fucking deal with men. I just think, obviously, you're adjusting to your... I was in a relationship that I thought I was going to be in for the rest of my life. And all of a sudden, that's not happening. Mm. And I've got two kids. I'm single again. My body's completely changed because I've just been pregnant twice and breastfeeding. Plus, I'm 10 years older than I was.
Well, you did look like Victoria Wood at some point.
I did look like Victoria Wood.
At one stage.
I just was like, it was a lot. It was really a lot to deal with. And I didn't know if I ever wanted to be in another relationship again. Mm. I didn't know if I ever wanted to be in a situation, in a bad situation again. Obviously, I've got the kids, so I've got to take them into consideration.
Mm.
So I kind of figured that really my aim was just to
hop on the old horse,
have casual relationships.
They were very casual,
just meet,
weren't they?
People, nice people, have a good time and see what happens.
So how many apps have you got running at the same time?
So initially, we've both got a very dear friend who is in the same situation as me, but she was a lot, you know, she split up with her ex 10 years ago. So
okay. She's shown you the way, hasn't she?
Oh my God. Well, no, she used to tell me some stories and I just thought, I never want to go down that path. She was on a threesome app.
What?
And then was moaning that all the guys she met were only interested in one thing. Lover.
Okay.
But that was a bit like, yeah. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I started off on Tinder. I wasn't going to pay for anything because I'm far too tight for that.
What? So fanny tight just... or money tight?
Both. Okay. Yeah, I just thought I'll just go on Tinder and see what that's all about. And to be fair, in my
is Tinder,
and a
the
half
one you
years,
go like swipe
yeah, well,
left
you're
or right,
swiping.
Oh, are you
left or right?
Okay.
I think. Well, no, not all of them, but yeah.
What's the one where you they approach you? Is that that's not Tinder, is it?
On Tinder, you swipe if you like someone or if you don't like someone.
Right.
And then if they've liked you, you match with them.
Right, okay.
Or you'll get notified if someone that you've liked then,
right.
You know. And you can both communicate with each other.
Okay.
Straight away. Oh. On Bumble, which is the other one that I was on.
Is that the women?
That's the women have to make the first
right.
move. Which I suppose in theory is good. Well, actually, I don't understand it because you're only going to talk to people if you've matched with them.
Yeah.
And then you've got to think of something to say. And most of the time...
How many conversations would you be having at any one time?
I think the most I've probably been talking to is probably about 4 or 5, maybe.
Fucking hell.
But you know very quickly, when you start having a conversation with someone, you know pretty much immediately if they're your type of person or
not. Or if they're serious or not.
Yeah. Or what they want as well. I mean, some of the opening lines I've had have been
really?
Absolutely golden.
Have you had any dick pics?
Oh, my God.
Loads.
Men really want to show you their penis.
I know. I think it's an ego thing, I do.
Yeah. Maybe a reassurance.
Look how big mine is.
But it's a bit like...
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that. I definitely don't want to. I don't want to be saying good evening and then all of a sudden a little penis pops up. No, thank you.
What annoys me is that, because they all want pictures. They always want pictures.
Oh, do they?
And I just think, do you think I sit around, one, do you think that I've got that much seductive lingerie? And two, do you think I'm honestly on a Wednesday night going to be sitting on my
propping
sofa.
Propping up your boobs.
Watching Netflix.
In a negligee.
Agent Provocateur number. Like,
no.
What do you think I'm going to be wearing?
No.
You know? And I just can't be arsed.
No.
I mean, sometimes I can be arsed, but most of the time I'm just like...
Sometimes you get it up the arse?
I can't be arsed. Nah.
No.
So, Tinder. I started off on Tinder. And, yeah, in all my experiences, I've only had good experiences.
Okay.
I've never met with anyone and had a bad experience. I'm very... lucky in that respect.
But I guess you're not out there to find love, are you? You're out there to have casual relations, which I think then makes it easier. Because
yeah.
I think women are looking for love. Like, they want to match with somebody because they've heard, like, you know, you can meet somebody, go on dates and then fall in love, get married, and there you go, there's your fairy tale. But that's not your reality. That's different for you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I did meet...
You're a bit of a slag.
I'm from Basildon, Harry.
Yeah.
If,
well, no comment.
If I did meet someone and we really hit it off and he was the right person to come into my life, with my children
into your vagina,
then of course I'd rather pee. I'd rather be in a relationship because,
yeah,
number one, I'd have some fucking help.
Yeah,
with life, it'd be nice to share things with someone. It'd be good for my girls to have a positive, happy
male figure.
Yeah, yeah. Not, don't get me wrong, they've obviously got their father.
Yeah,
but it in. Well, to make them not, I don't think they don't feel normal in our family situation, because we're a very, very loving and very happy household, and we've got a lot of friends and family, and they have a good relationship with their dad and his family, and it's all lovely. But it's not mum and dad together. No. And I do have the odd conversation, but I've explained everything to them and they understand it. But I do think that they probably would like, if they had a good, that person was a good person that they obviously, and it's just easier. It's easier to have two people to bounce off.
So it's quite, I think it's quite positive, nice.
But obviously it would take a very, very special person, because I don't want to be someone's mum.
No.
And I don't want to deal with any bullshit. I mean, obviously you're going to deal with some bullshit, but I don't want to take on someone's problems.
No.
I don't want to have to, it's just, it's really, really a lot for me personally to consider. And realistically, I can't really see that happening.
No.
But while the kids are this young.
But do you think, though, that this, like, online dating, obviously my experiences have not been great, but do you think that it's the situation where people don't necessarily put it out there that what their intentions are, or they think they might make you think one way, but they behave in another?
I do think that men feel that they have to make out like they might want more, when they actually just really want a bunk up.
Right, okay.
But having said that, I mean, most people make it quite plain what they want, but I think some people do. And also it depends what you're looking for. Like I'm very honest about what I'm looking for.
What do you say?
I want to meet nice people. I want to have a laugh, have fun, and see what happens from there.
Have fun, as in...
Well, that's what they often come back saying. Have fun.
Have fun.
Question mark.
Yeah, what does and that
look like?
And I'm
like, well, what are you looking for? And if they're like, well, I just want to have casual sex, if I fancy him and I'm up for it, then I'm like... Well,
that's what you'll do.
But I don't think many blokes... Well, no, actually, that's not true. Some of the guys on there are like, I don't want just a bunk up. I mean, they say this in their profile. Whether that's true or not,
yeah, that's what I'm
is
saying.
Another, yeah. You know. But I mean, personally, for me, I'd much rather find a regular partner. Ideally, what I'd want is to find a really nice bloke that I have a good laugh with, who can fit around my lifestyle, because I've got two nights a month where I don't have my children staying in my house.
Yes, of course.
So I'm not around a lot. And so that person's got to be available when I'm available. Yeah. And they've got to be all right with that. Or they've got to be this amazing person that I can then introduce into my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'd rather have one person so I haven't got to keep talking to fucking idiots. But I just haven't got there yet.
What's your most hilarious moment with an online date?
When I first started, I mean, it's very intimidating when you first start. And also, it's not a very nice thing to do, because you're completely judging people on their photos.
Which is great.
And just saying, no, some of the fucking photos.
I know.
I was screenshotting some, sending them to my friend, and he told me off because he said that I was being mean. But I'd only send him the really, really bad ones. I've still got one on my phone. It was just this bloke's face, and he's cuddling a koala.
No.
And I'm like, so many of the men put pictures with animals.
They do. Animals or their children. I've seen.
Yeah, children I don't mind, but the animal thing...
No, but it's weird.
Animal lovers.
No, why would you put a picture of you with your kids? Or I've heard, I've seen, like, them... Because it was in the paper, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Like, over 40s, the pictures, they're, like, really badly taken. They're, like, people's, like, cheeks.
Yeah, just out of focus. Yeah, not out looking of at the camera. Or there's, like, literally a group of 5 to 10 people in every picture.
You don't
picture.
Know which one it
you
is.
You don't know which fucking it is. It's always the ugliest one. Always. Guaranteed. Always. And there is, like, a... If someone isn't looking at the camera, if obviously there's any filters involved in any way...
Yeah.
Or if there was always a group of people, it's just like, no.
No.
Or sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, the sunglasses.
But I don't really tend to go for the ones... There's always a lot of skiing pics or a lot of, like, bike pics yeah. with them in the gear. And I automatically just think posh.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Well, just because I'm not from that
but
world.
But like normal people ski, Amy.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't, to be fair, I haven't just said no straight away.
Like, there's people that...
I have said yes to some skiers.
There's people in our gym that bike and they're not posh.
In the gear?
Yeah.
Who? Well, we'll talk about that later. I just think that is... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I like
Basildon.
The fact that people exercise, because I exercise, so I'm looking for someone who's interested in that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's taking responsibility for your health.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just a bit much when it's all... It was just always bike stuff, skiing, animals, and maybe a niece or nephew, and it was always, this is my niece.
Yeah.
But
well, this is my best friend.
Yeah.
She's my best friend. Really, she's your ex-wife.
Yeah, or their first picture would be them and a bird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's weird.
That's weird.
But
kids,
anyway.
Kids and, yeah, females, it's weird.
But yeah, at first I was very just like, you should have videos or something, just showing the essence of a person. Because I was like, I've probably said no to so many people that I would actually really get on with.
Yeah.
But their photos aren't that great. Or
But you do things like, you've got people that you've spoken to last year that come back. You've got boomerangs.
Yeah, I've got boomerangs. But then I've connected with some really good people and I've got friends out of it. So my, like, initially the Tinder, I had a couple. Oh, and also there's a lot of people out there that are into more adventurous things.
Oh, liberal. Liberal.
Liberal's a word for it, yeah. Like, I've had a very sheltered existence, I've become very aware of, since I've now ventured into the world of
So, I'm going to show
dating.
You this, Amy. So, just for the for the purpose of this conversation, I am going to show something that I was sent, and it is of a gentleman, and it says... this is how we'll get along if you're smart, funny and woke and don't judge me for being in an open relationship with my bi female partner.
Yeah.
So that was sent to my friend.
Yeah.
And that's who she matched with.
Yeah.
But no.
Why?
Because he's obviously in a relationship.
Yeah, but he's in an open relationship.
Yeah, but why would you think that would be... that would turn...
Because
that
you have to
not...
tell people, because some people are in open relationships and they're actively looking for other partners to be with them or them and their partner. So if you're not interested...
Liberal.
Harry's just showing me a picture of not a very attractive... See, your mate is doing to you what I used to do to my mate... But
Alan.
It is a bit like oh
Alan.
My.
Alan looks about 70.
So when I joined Bumble, so I was on Tinder for a bit, and then my friend told me about this Bumble. So I was like, okay, you'll have a look on there. And most of the time, it is the same guys. But I always just go for the free thing because I'm tired.
Because you're free
and
single.
I had like a thing to. It was like an upgrade, free upgrade. So you can see who likes you. Because if you pay them for the membership, you can see who likes you. So
oh,
you can
really?
See whether you match them. So I was like, okay, I'll give this a go. And honestly, it was one of the most depressing experiences
just, like...
of my life. Because I was just like, oh my God. Like, I didn't physically find any of them attractive. And I was just like, is this what my future
God.
Holds? But then my friend was like, you need to change your age ranges because I'd put
what did you put
well so at the time when I started
Eight,
how old am
80
I
to 94.
I was probably about 38 well no I would how old am I three so I was about 39
yeah
and I so I put 35 to 45 I thought that's like
yeah that's a good range,
that's a range.
Yeah
and she was like no you gotta go down you gotta go down to 25 I was like no 25? I can't do that and she was like do you fancy Michael B. Jordan? And I was like, of course I do. And she was like, he's 27. So I was like, okay, I get you thinking. She was like, just honestly, put it down to 27 then. So I was like, all right, I'll put it down just to see. Oh my God.
Like the pool opens, doesn't it?
Well, there are a lot less single guys, I guess, in the age range of 35 to 45. When you go down to 27.
They're all single.
Yeah.
They're all ready to mingle.
And I also discovered that young guys like older women.
They love older women.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they do.
So I've joined this other one now, Hinge.
What's it called?
Hinge. So this is a good one. My 20-year-old nieces told me about this one. So you have pictures, but then you answer questions about yourself. So you can see people. You just know a bit more about the person.
Right.
You get notified if someone likes you. And then you can see if you like them and match with them or not. And you can communicate with them. So I liked the idea of that because, well, it was a new one to go on anyway, because I'd had enough of the other two, which I'll, well, basically with Bumble.
Did you find the same ones though? Do they, so like you're on say three apps.
Yeah.
So say like Jeffrey, could you find Jeffrey in another app that you found?
You can't find people, that it's just that it comes up on your phone automatically. So you can't search for anyone.
But there are the same people.
Yeah, I have. I've matched with someone on something. And then, see, I don't use Tinder or Bumble anymore.
Right.
I'm just on Hinge, mainly for the fact that I don't look for it. I just wait. And when I get notifications that someone's like me, I'll see if I like them.
You just open your front door and say, come on in. The price is right. That's what you do, Amy.
Yes. I don't have to put any effort into it because it is so time consuming and it is a bit self-destroying. Like, so with Bumble, like, you have 24 hours. So if you match with someone, you have to make the first move and then they've got 24 hours to respond. And if they don't respond in that time, then that's it. And I literally just used to say, hi, or all right. And it always used to come up saying, you should maybe think of saying something more because that's not very, but I'm like, I haven't got time in my life to think of some great fucking first sentence.
You could just copy and paste it over.
Well, I could do, but it depends what kind of mood I'm in. And also, like,
you
I
have
didn't...
mail. Is that
yeah,
Hinge?
I know. I don't know how to turn that off.
Is that Hinge?
No, work. Ignore it. I don't know. Like, sometimes that person's profile wouldn't have any details about themselves. It would just be pictures. So it's like there's nothing to go off of. Sometimes if they'd written something funny, I'd comment on it or whatever. But nine times out of ten, I'd spend an hour, well, not an hour, probably 5 seconds, trying to think of something funny or, you know, engaging to say. And then they won't fucking reply. But they might not be replying. A, they might not fancy me or be interested, or they might not be on it anymore.
They might
or look
seen
at
your
their
boobs.
Phone. Might have seen my boobs.
Might have seen your flat boobs.
But that's... It's hard. You don't know what is going on with that person. You don't know if it's a genuine profile. So once you've sent a few hi's and you're not getting anything back,
do you send like naked pictures?
No,
don't know.
Well, when I set up my profile, first of all, I'm like, okay, what do I put? Do I put that I've got kids or do I put that I don't have kids? Obviously, I have got kids, and that completely affects my lifestyle. So I'm going to have to tell someone straight away anyway.
Yeah,
to be honest, I can't really remember. I think I put like an honest one up initially.
And that didn't work.
No.
that got
well,
you Alan.
I would have put that I've had children. And then I don't know how many people, I don't know what I got. But then I kind of changed. You have to get used to these things. But then I put up a joke one. I was like, I've got 17 kids, 6 failed marriages, 3 prison terms. I'm condescending, snappy, and looking for someone with low self-esteem. Because I thought that... Well, let someone know what my personality is.
And did you
like.
Get anybody, Amy?
Yeah, I did, because then if people got that I was being funny, I know that
that's
I can
right.
have a laugh with them. So that was good then, because I have always kind of said about my family situation straight away, especially if someone's like, they want to meet up. I'm like, okay, well, that's great. Yeah. But, you know, I can't just, because a lot of people are like, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to have a coffee? I was like, no.
You can't do that.
Don't worry about that, mate. No. You have to book it in 3 weeks before.
Do you tell people where you live, though, in that?
The area, I'll say.
Okay.
I'll say the area.
I live in London.
My address is. And with my work situation as well, because I work from home and I work around my kids, my kids always come up straight away, which...
Yeah, they will
do. And I haven't got anything to hide.
No.
Well,
you're the main caregiver. When you're... So you're looking for a man, and you know, the majority of the time, men will have lots more available time than you will.
Yes.
Not all the time. I'm not saying it's all time, but majority of the time.
Yeah, majority of the time.
Yeah.
Or especially if they're 27.
Yeah, well, then they don't tend
to have children.
Don't tend to have anything, do they?
Or anything, no.
Still live at home with their mums.
So, yeah, so when my first experiences were on Tinder,
yeah.
I got like, and there's a lot of guys on there as well who'll be like, they'll have S, which stands for submissive.
Oh, is that yeah. what that stands
or
for?
Or it'll say dominant male. What? There's a lot of that. And so initially I was like, what the fuck is that? And I'd probably matched with one guy. God. And he was like, what are you into? And I was like, I don't know, what are you into? And he just sent me a list of abbreviations. And I was like,
what?
I honestly have not got a fucking clue what any of that means.
What? I mean, hang on a minute.
This is someone that I've had a bit of a think, and we have had a good laugh about it. Because I'm like, I'm honestly genuinely interested to know
that, what all this
stuff
is.
And
yeah.
obviously I haven't had that much experience of different stuff, and I'm, as long as it doesn't scare me, I'm open, you know, if I'm happy and I want to do something, that's fine. If I don't, then I don't.
Yeah,
but I'm
so what know. Hang on a minute then, let me just stop you there. What's the most like outlandish thing you've ever done?
Oh, I haven't really done any. This was a conversation, but then it didn't really go anywhere. I've tried anal. Yeah. I don't really like, I just feel like I want to poo. I can't get over that feeling. No.
What about whips?
No.
Chains?
No.
Tying up?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been tied up?
Yeah.
Have you tied anybody up?
I don't think so.
Like, not from a dating app, I mean.
Oh, I've, God, no.
I'd shit
no,
myself.
No, this hasn't...
I shit myself.
That. I've not... No, I haven't done that. Well, and I haven't done you. That with anyone on the... Yeah. Yeah, and rob your house.
What's and rob you?
Oh. No, I haven't. I still haven't really done, because a lot of guys are all talk as well.
Yeah, oh, are they?
So they'll be like all talking, and they come around, and they're actually not.
They're just like missionary.
Especially the younger guys, I think.
Yeah. Because it's all, it is. It's like bravado, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had this one guy on Tinder. I matched with him. Really normal. Like, we just started, like, we're having a chat and blah, blah, blah. Normal working guy, normal. I don't hate, not normal, but you know what I mean?
Average guy.
Yeah, average guy. And then he was like, oh, and he told me that he was submissive. And ooh. I was like, oh, okay, what does that mean? And that's when we spoke about it. And he was like, do you think that you could be a dominant? And I just feel like I'm a 15-year-old boy when people start going on about that. And I just want to really giggle. And then he turned around to me and he said, well, for instance, my last girlfriend, I was her oral sex slave.
What?
And I'm looking for someone to replace that. And I was just like...
Oh, wow.
He said, yeah, I just used to go around and see her and just provide her with oral sex. And
is that's, that it?
That was their relationship. And I was like, I mean, it all sounds good, but I am not that... But I would just... I couldn't
I'd
be
laugh.
That dominant. I would laugh too much.
I'd giggle at somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And
I'd say, fucking get a grip. Stop being so stupid.
I just couldn't take it seriously. And I was talking to my girlfriends about it at the time. They were like, are you fucking mad? Like, why, you know? And I was like, because I'm just not that person.
Because after a while, it wouldn't be that fun anyway.
No, and it'd
be
yeah,
weird. It'd just be weird. It'd be like,
for me, it'd be like,
you know what? I want to do my washing. I've got to get the kids dinner. come down from there.
I had quite come a lot of submissive guys get in touch with me. And at one point, it was when I was moving, and he was like, oh, literally, I'll do anything. I was like, do you want to come around and help me pack? And he was like, well, yeah.
What?
I was like, would you do my ironing? I was thinking maybe I could get this to work for me, but I still couldn't go through with it because I just thought I can't.
No,
that's not my nature. I mean, again, I suppose you could try a bit of both. I don't know. I think I just want things to be more equal. I just couldn't. I just, that's not me. And I'd.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One guy, just like we matched, and he was like, his opening statement was like, "Hi, how would you like me to come round with a bottle of nice wine and my big fat cock?"
Oh, well.
And I was just like, "No, thank you."
No, but you
can. This was when I'd first started, and I was just like, "Or
you
can
come round, leave the bottle, and go." Thank you.
I was just like, it's a whole world of, but yeah, so
penises.
So that was Tinder. I mean, I had like, I did again. I've made a couple of good friends on there, and I've had some nice experiences. Yeah. And then the whole Bumble thing was just a bit shit because I just didn't like the responsibility of having to make that initial move. But again, I've met some funny people on that. But then this Hinge one is better for me because I don't have to look. But yeah, so anyway, so it was on here that I put my age down after my good friend's advice.
Right.
And had this whole world of
younger guys. Looking for...
And I was like, my magic number was 28. It was literally 95% of the people that were like me were 28. I was like, what is it with 28-year-olds? But then I kind of looked at my settings and that was my age was 28 to 45. So I thought, I put it down to 24 to see what happened. And then I literally had, my magic number was 24. And I was like, fucking it. I mean, I wouldn't. They looked too young. I was like, I'm not into that.
Like, that's
so
like...
I put it back up. But I was like, God, that is... And I've asked a few of them. I was like, what is it with young guys and older women?
Because it's experience, that's why. It's experience.
Yeah. And someone said it's like the American Pie thing with Stifler's mum.
Yeah.
Like fantasy.
Yeah.
And then another guy said it's just easier. Because
we're
girls
easier.
When they're younger, it's just
we're
more...
easier.
I suppose there's more drama or they might want more, whereas if they just want something casual and that's easy, you can be more upfront with each other and more honest with each other.
Yeah. But you don't look older either.
No, I don't. And I don't look.
You look in your 30s, so it's not, that's all right. I mean, today you look about 50, but thank God this is a podcast.
And I don't feel, that's the thing is I don't feel it. And you don't realise that until you get older that you don't grow up.
No.
Obviously, I have grown up because I've got kids and responsibilities, but I still think I'm 25, but, like, in my head.
But I guess there's a thing of, like, sometimes you just can't be bothered with it all. Like, you can't be bothered to respond, can't be bothered to reply, can't be bothered to go out on a date, can't be bothered to open the door, can't be bothered to shave your legs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Can't be bothered to do the whole thing. It's like, sometimes that's when you know that you're kind of getting... There will be times where you'll download the app, you'll meet people, you do what you need to do, and then you'll, you know, so uninstall it to give yourself a break.
I think it really works for me. Like, I'm having the time of my life at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm confident in who I am. I'm older, so I don't give a shit about what anyone thinks.
No.
And I'm meeting some really nice people.
Yeah.
And so it's really working for me because I'm not looking for love.
That's what I'm saying.
So
absolutely,
it's good. But if I were, and in the past, before I kind of realised that actually I don't know if I want to be in a relationship, it's disheartening because it's rejection. It's like you're constantly being rejected, really, by people. I mean, the amount I've had a few profiles. I had one with a guy that I really got on with, and I was really like, he was the first person that I thought, fuck, this could actually be something. But he didn't want to meet me, so I knew, like, we really talked and we really had a laugh, but he wouldn't
meet you.
Whenever I was like, come on, when are we gonna meet up, he was like, he'd like joke about it. So I thought, well, he's either then in a relationship or he's not who he says he is. And in the end I was like, well, there's no point in this.
No.
That was shit. And then there was another guy
people are in relationships.
People are in relationships,
but I mean, like, committed relationships, not liberal open relationships.
Well, the amount of bloody people I know that have found that their mates have sent them pictures of their
partners.
Yeah. And it's like, are you fucking
idiots. Idiots.
And then you know that because there's some profiles with no pictures or like the head cut off.
Yeah.
And you know that they're obviously yeah. or they're either unattractive yeah. or in a relationship.
Yeah, because it's not really like there's no guidelines, are there, for online dating? No. Like it's not, you know, it's not kind of managed by any framework or any rules or regulations. It's just whatever conversation goes. I think can you block people? Can you?
Yeah, you can. So people? I have. My sister actually had a bit of a bad experience with a guy on there. He was basically just looking for a hookup, but wasn't honest about it, and my sister wasn't. And then when she discovered that, I've got such a bad memory.
I think they went out. Yeah.
And then I think he was kind of pushing to go home with her or they did go home together and it was all fine. But then the next time she wanted to go out, but he just wanted to go over and she was like, no, I don't want to. And he got really funny and he really abused her. And then he blocked her and reported her. And she was like, she couldn't do it. So he'd obviously did this a lot. Like he obviously just wanted one thing. And if women didn't give it to him,
he'd have a strop.
Like block them before they could block him so they can't report him for it. But I think that I did.
I will just say for the podcast, Amy is Vaselining her lips.
I do Vaseline my lips quite a lot.
Not the other one.
I think you can block people. You can unmatch with them. You can report them.
That's good.
If, you know, there's a lot of, yeah, so it is good. It is managed. But then people can obviously set up fake profiles.
And then come back.
But then, yeah, I mean, you do know quite quickly, I think. Like, whenever I match with someone, I'll know within the first few sentences.
Yeah.
What makes me laugh a lot of the time is, so someone will like me, so I'll match with them, and then we'll have a conversation, and they don't make any fucking effort to ask any questions or any. It's just no. Like, you're all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. How are you? Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, because they're not interested in that, are they? They're just interested in the picture, and then, like, if they like you, and then, great, when are you free?
But you've got to have some kind of
connection.
Like, I've got to know. Yeah, I need to have some kind of connection. I've got to know if we're going to get on.
Yeah, but what's the point of knowing if you're going to get on if all you're looking for is a bank up? I mean, I'm looking at it from a completely different angle.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I just think that's why they don't have to put any effort in. Yeah. Because there's no point for them, is there?
But then some of these people, it'll be like, I know that they might not be just looking for that. They might be looking for a bit more, but they still just haven't got it in them to. But then I guess that says what kind of person they are. Yeah, or I feel like I've got to be in charge, and I'm like, I'm not. I don't want to make all the effort. I can't be bothered. Literally, it's all based around my period. There's literally 2 weeks out of the month where I'm on it, and the other 2 weeks I couldn't give less of a fuck about any of it.
Then we have to listen to you for those 2 weeks. Yeah.
And then out of those 2 weeks where I am on it, there's probably one night that I've got
that you've got off,
that I've got off, which I might be busy on.
Yeah, but come on, Amy, you've been known to drop the girls off. And
I have, and not be, and that's free. Another thing, it's like my babysitters, my parents and my sister. Now my sister's all right, but I can't be like, before we were, I can't get my mum and dad over so I can go and have a bunk up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't do that. So
no, so that's why you do it after school, after the school run, isn't it, Amy? Or before
3:15. 9:30 in the morning.
Your time.
You've got to make use of what you've got, you see.
So, do you ever meet anybody, so sort of looking at the sort of dating websites, that's all gone and done, but do you ever meet people out and about?
Do you know what? I went out. When we went out, I was with you and we were in that club and I got chatted up by that guy. That was the first time I'd been chatted up in a club.
Did you ring him or did he ring you?
No, I think he might have called me because I had a phone call from a number that I didn't know and it was a guy. But that is, I never get chatted up when I'm out. That was the first time I've been chatted up.
It's because you drink water.
I've only just recently started drinking water. I didn't actually, that's a lie. When we went out for Nicole's birthday last April, I was in a club and a guy was chatting to me and he went and got me a drink. But then, I don't know, but then he went off and I don't know if he was, I think he might have just been out of his face and being nice.
Oh, right, okay.
Rather than being chatted up.
He might have thought his mum was in town.
Yeah. Possibly. Might have thought, look after the old.
But not, oh, but, dear. But really then, so you don't...
I don't get chatted up, and I never have done, really.
So then there's no other way of meeting people other than online dating.
Yeah, and it's good for me. What I'm looking for. It's great, really. But yeah, I don't know why. I've never been really chatted up when I've been out, ever. I don't know if it must be something that I put out.
You're
there.
So lucky. I get it all the time.
You have got the best arse.
Yeah, but it's like ever. It's great in that respect, but it's you know, have I had surgery? Is my bum that big?
Yeah.
No.
But it is absolutely unbelievably
big,
beautiful, and big. But it is, because it doesn't. It is amazing, and I know I go on about it a lot, but it is absolutely amazing. Like, we're going to have to put a photo up of it, because people have got to see it.
They haven't got to see it.
It's just, it's so firm and round, and it's what people dream of.
But that's how
I've... Have you always had it?
Yeah, I've always had a big... had a big bum. But I had I guess when I was growing up, it was...
When did your boobs and bum come
My nickname at school was Jelly Bum Harry. That's what my nickname was. Yeah, all those years ago, that's what people used to call me. But I was really thin. I was tiny. I was like a bean pole, but I had a little bit of a bum. And then when I got to my 20s, I went to drama school. I was skinny. I lost my bum. And then after that, my bum came back, and that was it. So, like, all the people that I've dated or been involved with, I've always met them face to face.
Yeah,
they've always come up to me and that, yeah, and have a conversation, usually around, well, I know anyway. You just know.
Yeah.
So that's how I've always met people.
See,
because of my beautiful good looks. Because of clearly your
beautiful good looks. I'm trying. I've not had that many relationships. It's been through friends. Well, I got one of them I met at a club. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the dating world has very much changed.
Well, that's what my nieces are. Well, they're 20, 21, and they meet all their boyfriends online. Like, they're at university and they meet people on Tinder.
But I find it a bit strange that young people would use these apps.
Yeah.
When really, I mean, my sister says it all the time. She's like, you know, their world is very much different to our world.
Yes, and,
you know, a lot of it is about, you know, sort of self-gratification and looks and how many people like you and how many people do this, that and the other. And it's very much dictated by online activity.
Yeah.
Rather than having that face-to-face. Whereas we're just not, you know, that's not our generation. It's not what we're born into.
Yeah.
But they are, that's, you know, they probably at school they had iPads and...
Yeah,
you know, that's what they were. So it's very much natural to conduct yourself in dating through that way.
It is a bit soul destroying when you're just literally looking at pictures and completely judging people. And that's another thing that's really strange, actually, is the first couple of guys I met up with both said to me, "Oh, you really look like your pictures."
Oh, really? I was like, that was strange.
They're my pictures. Why would I not look like my pictures? But then I met a couple of guys who didn't look. I knew it was them. But they did not look anything like
the guy that I,
their pictures. It was so weird.
No.
How it was them, but they just didn't look like them.
Yeah. I've heard guys say as well, like, you know, they've matched with women and they've more like to meet those women than when they've met those women have been like 20 sizes bigger than they said in their, you know, in their kind of profile, which... I just don't see the point of doing it. That wouldn't be something I would do.
That's what Sarah had a date, my sister, and she met the guy, and he was literally 10 or 20 years older than the pictures that he put up. And she's like, why did you... You've completely lied to me.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, you wouldn't have met me.
But I'm
not going to meet you now. Like, no. Why would you do that?
No.
And he was really like, oh, no, so, but she didn't. She left. Yeah. And she had another one, actually, where I think she was meeting someone at a train station and she saw him and done a runner. Because, I'm sure that's what happened.
I'm sure lots of people do that. Yeah. I'm sure loads of people will say, I'll meet you. And then they get a glimpse of them and they think, fuck.
She's had bathroom, some bad experiences, actually.
Let me fucking climb out the window.
Like, I feel like I'm like the positive, you know. I've had good experiences. I've met good people. Thank God I've never had any bad experiences or been in like any bad situations like you. But she's had like the opposite. She's just met, well, no, actually, she's met a nice guy recently.
Weirdos.
But just fucking weirdos and like had stalkers and all kinds of shit.
But I guess I do think it's about, I think you've just got probably a very healthy approach to online dating. I just think that's your... The reason why you have a good experience is because you don't have any expectations.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and I think when the moment that you put those in is the moment that actually that your hopes and dreams are going to be dashed.
Yeah.
Because the reality is that you're not. I mean, I've got friends who've met their partner, they're married yes, now through online dating.
So have I.
But I've also met people that have met their, you know, respective other partners and got divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's... And then I've met, you know, and now I've got friends who meet people, I've met them in bars and...
Yeah.
Clubs and... I remember, you know, lots... I can remember lots of older people saying, oh, you know, you don't ever meet your partner in a club. But I know lots of people that have, you know, met in clubs and got married.
You can meet people anyway. I think it's all down to whether you're open to it or not.
Totally.
Like, if you're open to it, then... When you meet someone, if you're desperate to find someone, then you won't.
Yeah.
You know, because that's...
Have you ever been on a blind date?
Yes, I have been on a blind date with, weirdly, this journalist who's actually, like, keeps coming up, his tweets and stuff keep coming up on BuzzFeed recently. I'm like, oh, I've been on a date with him. My mate sold it... She sold it to me because he looked like a guy that was in Sex and the City. The guy that Carrie went out with, you know, not Mr. Big, the other one, the nice one.
Yeah.
She was like, he looks like him. And he does look a bit like him, to be fair. But yeah, we went out on a date and he was a really nice guy. Like, we got on really well, but it wasn't...
Not that kind of party.
Yeah. I wasn't interested romantically.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was interested in me romantically either.
How about speed dating?
I've never done speed dating.
No, I don't think I'd want to do speed dating.
I'd go for a laugh with people
somebody
wanting to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't not. We were going to go with our friend from the gym, weren't we? We were going to go to something like that. There was like a singles night or something in Leytonstone, but it didn't end up happening. But we couldn't go anyway because that's the thing, it's the fucking childcare. Mm.
Yeah, but no, totally.
I suppose from a single parent point of view, with the dating stuff, obviously it makes it harder because you've got children, but there are a lot of nice people out there. That's my experience.
Yeah.
There are a lot of nice people out there who you can have a nice time with.
Yeah.
You know, obviously dependent on what you want. And you've got to be, I suppose, comfortable enough in yourself to have a casual thing with someone and not feel the rejection.
Yeah.
Not feel rejected if it doesn't turn into anything more or whatever.
I met my partner through, you know, walking down the street and he...
Was he walking behind you?
He was walking behind me. And he was on his bike. He used to take the same route every day. And he stopped off in a shop. So I walked past. And he got he bought a banana, and as I walked past, he made conversation with me, and then we walked because I used to work in Hoxton Street, and I'd open the shop every day, and he got the number above, and he'd phone constantly. He'd phone to have a chat, and I'd be like, "Have you got my number?" I didn't even realise that's how he got my number, but. That kind of old-fashioned way of meeting. Courting. That's how I met my partner. That's
nice.
That's what.
Well, it's nice when someone makes an effort because it makes you feel nice about yourself that someone's, you know, making an effort.
Yeah,
so that is nice.
And going above and beyond. You know, not just asking for your details, but having a bit more.
Yeah.
You know, being a bit more creative.
Yes, yeah.
When you're online dating, I don't think you get that opportunity, really, do you?
No. And for me, it's all about honesty. I just want someone to be upfront and honest. And I think that's...
That's not going
to
happen.
Men do feel like they have to lie or make out that they want more. Like, I have met a lot of guys where it's just like, I just want casual fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, wicked. And if it works out, maybe it could be regular. Perfect.
Have you ever had somebody that's regular?
No.
Not yet. How long have you been online dating, Amy?
2-3 years.
And you've not...
I haven't met... I just think I'm very, very particular about the type of men that I like. I haven't got like a type, like looking wise.
But
I like
Amy, all... you had at least 10 in the summer.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I haven't had that much in total. Honestly, I haven't. I mean, I know my memory's bad, but I haven't actually met, because I have. I haven't met that many. It's
Amy's mum and dad are not.
No,
listening.
They're not listening. No, no, no. There's no way my mum is listening to this podcast. What was I saying? No, about the. No, I haven't had that many, but I have. The one guy that I did meet that I would have liked to have a regular thing with, he works all the time and he's travelling constantly. And my time is so limited. That's the problem. It's. They've got to fit around my time. So if they're really busy as well, it's just not happening. There's been a couple of guys that I've met, but I've not really wanted to see them again.
No, no.
And there's been a couple of guys that I've met that I would see again, but it's just not worked out like that. And then there's been a couple of guys, well, no, there's one guy that I probably would have seen again, but I didn't hear from him. So I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but I haven't met anyone that I've thought, oh, maybe this could be something. I mean, I have met a couple of younger guys that I've liked, but I'm like, I don't want to have any more kids. I don't think being in a relationship with someone that's 10 years younger than me is
going to work out.
Really, I mean, it might. Look at that. I was thinking, I watched Kick-Ass with Lola the other day, and that the boy that's in it that married Sam Taylor Wood, is it? I think he was 18 and she was 42.
Shit,
when they got together. They're still married. Yeah, and it's been a while now. But because I was always... I remember when that happened, I was like... For me, that just feels...
It's a bit much.
Weird, because he's so much younger. But then... I mean, not that I'd go out with an 18-year-old, but...
No, but look at Barbara Windsor.
Yeah,
she had her...
I do kind of get it more now.
Yeah.
And I know that love can happen at any age.
Listen, men have been dating younger women for decades.
No, I'm not. I still get that, but
women have only... I would say that it's not something that women would automatically go to. It's just not. It's not in our mindset. But now I think women are starting to embrace any age rather than being set on a particular age.
Yeah.
I think they're more open to dating younger men because it gives them also a sense of confidence.
Yeah.
And a sense of, you know, well, I'm living. I'm still living. I'm still, I don't have to be put in a box. And
I'm sorry about my email noise.
Yeah, it's really putting me off.
Maybe I can.
It's not her computer, everybody. It's actually her dating app.
Do you know what? I have just got a message that someone's liked me.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
For one of our sessions, we should create a profile and just see. And we should think of some hilarious questions and see what we get back. That would be hilarious.
The thing about the younger, I don't want to feel old. I don't want to be with someone and feel old. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Not that I do in myself. I don't. I'm very immature, but I wouldn't want to be like a. This one guy that I've met is very, very good looking and really sweet and very nice. But I just think if we went out together, like actually out of the house, then people would be looking. I don't know. Not that I care, but I don't know. I would feel a bit... He looks younger in real life than he does in his photos.
So you might look like his auntie.
Yeah, special friend.
Your special friend.
But yeah, I think, unfortunately, the older you've got, the more likely you are to be damaged. And the thing with younger guys is they haven't been hurt and are now single when they're older and are very angry or upset or depressed. Or I don't care... The thing is, for me, I don't care if someone's got kids. I don't really care how old they are. As long as they're happy in themselves, that's all I care about, really. But it's finding people that are... I can't... Everyone's got their problems, but I can't deal with someone's problems when I've got to deal with the kids. And it's not fair to introduce a negative or upsetting energy into the house because my children didn't ask to be born. They're my priority and I'm not going to do anything that is going to upset or...
No.
Put them out. You know, I've got the rest of my life to
find
a boyfriend if I want to. Yeah. Right now, it's not.
It's about fun.
Yeah, I want to have...
Amy's fun but, time.
But I do also, I need to have that release because my mood, if I don't have regular sex,
yeah, I know.
My fucking mood, Matt, and that's not good for the kids either.
No.
So I do need to have
that, an outlet.
Yeah, that outlet. And just to have that intimacy and have, I love a cuddle, and just to have that closeness with someone.
Well, I guess the apps suit your lifestyle because it means you don't have to go out. It means you don't have to drink. It means you don't have to, you know, make an effort to like, go somewhere in order to meet somebody.
Yes, yeah.
You could do it in the comfort of your own home when your kids are, you know, in bed or doing whatever. It's just an easier way of conducting that kind of lifestyle and that release. I mean, your hobbies are few and far between. So you know,
who's
I guess
got time for hobbies?
Well, you don't.
But that is a weird thing as well, since I stopped drinking last summer. And that's a weird thing because, like, guys are like, oh, we'll go for a drink. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine, but I don't drink. Like how to explain to someone that you don't drink, and it's just I said to one guy it's a personal choice, and then I was like, do I sound like a wanker when I say it's a personal choice? I was like, it's not, it's for help, you know. I had skin issues and I can't deal with my life with my kids and my 15,000 jobs and doing all that I do when I've got hungover. No. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with the anxiety, and I'm a bad drunk. I get pissed very easily, and then I drink for England and I can't physically handle it. And I'm much better when I'm sober and in control and haven't got bad eczema.
But I guess like when you drink alcohol, it does loosen your inhibition slightly, and I guess
yes,
you know, when you're meeting people face to face, that barrier goes down a bit. And maybe when you're online, you know, if you've maybe had a few drinks, you're a little bit more inclined to say things that you wouldn't normally say.
See, I think now I've got to the point in my life where I don't need...
You don't need
to. I don't need alcohol to... I'm quite happy to... I'm very comfortable with myself.
We know that because you had a mirror at 9:30 in the morning. So...
I'm all right. So I don't feel like I need that. The pros far outweigh the cons with... I'm so much happier in myself. I feel better in myself, so I'm glad that I made that decision to stop having alcohol, and I don't feel like I need it. But I know that people do, and I get that it, just because I've stopped drinking, I know that it's still very strange for people to people not to drink.
Strange for me.
Yeah,
I always feel like if people say they don't drink, I always think, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Well, you always think they've either got drug or alcohol
issues. Yeah, they've had an issue,
or
before.
They're a boring cunt.
Or there's
basically, which I am neither.
Or there's some control issues, I always think.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes people don't drink because they want to control their lifestyles quite a lot. Like, I know that some fitness people don't drink because they want that control.
But I really like going to the gym. And I know that I was going to the gym when I was drinking, but I know that I definitely feel better since I'm not drinking. And do you know what? I want to get a six pack. Not a proper six pack because I can't stop eating. But
bread.
I just think that's going to be my... If I can't drink, then I'm going to do something else that's positive.
Yeah.
You know, totally. There's different goals. And I'm 42. I spent most of my 20s and 30s... Well, not 30s.
In a club.
20s and early 30s throwing up. Having the worst hangovers ever. And I've abused my body quite a lot. And I don't want to do that anymore. Because
no.
I want to be around for as long as possible with my children and my grandchildren. And... Yeah, I'm just, for me, it's better that I've just grown up and just been like, you know what, that's not working for me.
Yeah. That's my message.
Yeah. I mean, what's that?
Oh, and that's it. That's kind of end of dating.
End of dating, yeah. So, yeah, it can be, well, I'm having the time of my life, quite frankly.
And we're having the time of our lives listening to all your wonderful stories. And obviously our close friends' stories, because that's...
I didn't name anyone, did I?
No, you didn't name anyone. The good thing is, I think that people are dating on whatever kind of apps they are, and everybody shares their experience, and it's all quite, you know, it's all quite amusing, and it's all quite positive. It's never negative, but it is quite nice to be able to share stories, I think, and have a giggle.
Yes,
and I know that I have friends that send me. You know, and they'll say, oh, somebody so-and-so said this. What do you reckon about that? And you can kind of give your advice a bit.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
You know, agony aunt.
Yes.
Agony aunt Maureen.
So what's our next topic?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to, I don't know. It'll be a surprise.
A bit of surprise.
Be a surprise. I will talk about it in the outro.
But I would like to do like a dummy
dummy dating thing.
Hilarious.
Yeah. We'll look into that.
We'll look into that. We'll ask some really like random questions.
Yeah.
And we'll see what comes back.
Psychos probably.
All right, toodaloo.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
So
that's it.
That's it.
How do you feel about putting all that out in the universe?
I'm fine with it. I think people need to be a lot more open and honest about
your vagina.
My vaginas.
And what it gets up
I've
to.
I've got no shame. I'm far too old to feel shame.
And what it gets up to on a daily basis. Yeah. Where it goes, where it lives.
But I think it's good. I think it's good for you to talk about experiences because there might be people in my situation who feel ashamed or absolutely. Feel like they should, you know, maybe shouldn't be doing things, but just as long as you're happy and enjoying yourself
and you're safe and yes, you're safe and you're not doing anything to harm anybody,
yep,
then yeah,
but please be safe. Yeah. I mean, I've, you know, I have had good experiences. I've never had, I'm very lucky, I've not had any bad experiences, but people have, so just make sure you're always careful and just be aware that the person you are talking to could be completely lying about everything. So just if you've always got that in the back of your mind,
then don't meet anybody, you know, if you don't feel secure. Don't invite anybody around your house.
Just
don't
make sure people know what you're doing.
Yeah. And I, you know, and I've noticed that lots of people now have social media accounts. It's quite good to do like a little bit of a, not a background check.
I always ask, I'm chatting with someone, the first thing I'll always ask is if you've got Instagram, because one, you can actually see what they look like. Because as you know, I've said, a lot of people do not look like what you think they look like, or you get a better normally Instagram. I mean, I know obviously one bloke said to me once, oh yeah, because that's real life, isn't it? As if, you know, you obviously only put up the stuff you that's want people good. To see, but even so, you still get a better idea than
you know
from just off the
and
profile.
And you know if they're real or not, or true and genuine. And that is the most, that's the thing that I think we want to highlight the most, is that, you know, you are talking to somebody who is behind a keyboard and you don't know a lot about them, and just to be vigilant.
Yes.
If you do feel like you're out of your depth in a situation, then contact, obviously, you know, the providers that you're going through and the dating apps that you're going through.
You block people and report them. And also, when you're out, is it you need to talk to Angela? Is that what that thing is?
Yeah.
You can go to the bar.
Oh, you can go to the bouncer, isn't it? Was it bouncer or the bar?
I think either. And if you just say, I'm looking for Angela. Or... Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll put some information up about that.
Yeah, we will. We'll put some information up about that. But as always, get in touch. Mum and Mama Pod on Instagram.
Subscribe.
Mum and Mama Pod at Gmail. And Mum and Mama on Twitter.
No problem.
And if you've got any funny stories you want to share, please do.
Yes, definitely.
Stay safe.
And enjoy dating.
Enjoy dating.
Work. Amy has.
I have. Bye.
Bye. Work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.